Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. You are listening to the Taiwanese National Anthem. I never thought there would be a reason to play the Taiwanese National Anthem on this program until Christina Stoffo came along and said, "I'm starting my report in Taiwan." Okay, then. She's not the best entertainment reporter for nothing, folks. Here it is, this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Stoffo.
All right, Ed, next time you find yourself in Taiwan, add this to your to-do list, especially if you're a Batman fan. The Eden Hotel in Taiwan has a room called the Batcave, complete with a Batman-inspired TV, bed, safe, and Batmobile. Bruce Wayne would totally be okay with this. And you know the price isn't terrible, $209 a night, or if the Taiwan air puts you in the mood, you can rent it out in three-hour blocks.
Hey now!
Carrie Underwood welcomed her son Isaiah Michael to the world on February 27th. Underwood announced the happy news on Facebook saying, "Tiny hands and tiny feet, God has blessed us with an amazing gift." This is her first child with husband Mike Fisher. And Kanye West back in the news, but this time because he's issuing out apologies via Twitter. He tweeted an apology to Beck saying, "I would like to publicly apologize to Beck. I'm sorry, Beck." Then he tweeted out an apology to Bruno Mars saying, "I also want to publicly apologize to Bruno Mars. I used to hate on him, but I really respect what he does as an artist." He then asked him to be a part of a song he co-produced. And in not so shocking news, there was no immediate reply from Bruno Mars or Beck. No kidding. And since Kelly Osbourne left her spot on Fashion Police, agents around Hollywood are on high alert for the person who will fill her seat. Kathy Griffin would like to think that she has the final say on who that person is, but of course E! Chimed in and pretty much put the kibosh on that and reminded her who the boss is. Some of the front runners are Christina Milian, NeNe Leakes, and Khloe Kardashian. Ed, that shirt, it's dreadful. Back to you.
Wait a minute. It's not nice. I happen to think that stripes and plaid together is a very nice combination. And it was only $3 at the $3 store. And Christina will theoretically be back next week.
Christina and I had a conversation in the studio a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about cell phones. Do you remember when everything you did on your cell phone had something to do with your bill and how much you would end up paying at the end of the month? Remember when you would hold off on making calls until nights and weekends because you would get free nights and weekends? Christina mentioned that to me, and I had completely forgotten about that. And that really wasn't all that long ago. I get my service from one of the larger companies, and I have what they call free talk and text for life. The fact that they presuppose that they and I will be together hopefully for the next, I'm hoping, 40 or 50 years, I don't know if I want that sort of relationship with a large phone provider, but that's what they say. So I pay my $229 a month for me and my wife for our Galaxies and some little tablet we hardly ever use, but we can stay on the phone forever. We can text forever. I can go online and I can look at dresses and I can look at llamas running around forever and ever and ever. And I pay my $229.72 a month, including state and federal taxes. But what do these phone companies do to win your allegiance? If your cell phone connects to Verizon or AT&T's network, you're one of the millions of people linked to their plans. In fact, a report from The Simple Dollar shows that Verizon claims about 33% of the wireless market, or about 108.7 million users. AT&T follows closely behind with 31%, or about 100.7 million subscribers, making what the website calls a duopoly, with the companies controlling about 65% of the phone plans in the U.S. But not ones to be left out, Sprint and T-Mobile have mounted pointed campaigns and attempts to get users to switch to their companies instead. Though they make up just 17% and 10% of the market respectively, the two companies launched commercials and deals that put Verizon and AT&T in the crosshairs. The result, all four companies are competing more than ever for your business and your moolah every 30 days. T T-Mobile is now in the third year of its Un-Carrier movement, which denounces multi-year contracts and began giving new customers free calling and texting while using Wi-Fi back in September. In fact, the carrier has kept rolling since then, being the first to offer data rollover with its Data Stash program, which was first announced back in December. 2014 was the best year of growth in company history, said John Laguerre, president and CEO of T-Mobile, during the company's announcement about fourth quarter earnings for 2014, which showed a net gain of 8.3 million customers over the year. Sprint was willing to call out the two biggest phone carriers towards the end of 14, and in the first months of 2015, promising to cut bills in half for customers who switched from Verizon or AT&T. Commercials for the deal feature customers taking a weed whacker, machete, and other tools to their previous bills. Perhaps the most pointed commercial was the one that aired during the Super Bowl, in which Sprint jumped on the screaming goat bandwagon while also comparing its two biggest competitors to, yes, a jackass. And though the two underdogs are still far from capturing a majority market share, Verizon and AT&T are paying attention. During Verizon's fourth quarter report for 14, Verizon CFO Fran Shammo reported the company netted 5.5 million new postpaid customers, with 2 million coming in a highly competitive fourth quarter that featured heavy promotional activity, Shammo said during that earnings call. AT&T has evidently decided its best move is to make some of the same sort of offers the smaller, scrappier companies are making. During January's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays there, the company announced it would also roll over data for its 50 million mobile share value customers. Beginning in late January, customers already enrolled were automatically entered into the program, which also allows them to share data within plans. The only apparent downside, data rollover is only good for 1 month, and then it disappears. Oh, that's nice. And though Verizon wants to be careful in being categorized as following the pack, the provider began a new program in early February that allows existing customers to save money on their bill or receive extra data for the same billing statement. Customers have to call in and request the change. It doesn't happen automatically. Customers with between 1 and 3 gigabytes of data can choose to save $10 a month or get another gigabyte of data for the same price they're paying. According to the company, existing customers can switch anytime by logging into their online account. Despite the obvious domination of the market by Verizon and AT&T, small carrier Upstart scored some of the highest marks in Consumer Reports' annual cell phone service survey, which was conducted in September among more than 63,000 of the publication subscribers and released in November. Companies such as Ting scored high for value in data service, while Verizon scored well in voice and texting but poor in value. Of the big four carriers, T-Mobile was the only one to score well in terms of value. And though Sprint's newest advertising tactics might help some customers overlook some glaring faults, the company scored the lowest of the big four providers in terms of value. It also did poorly for voice, text, and data service. Sprint, to its credit, told Consumer Reports it was already working on making dramatic changes to its pricing and network, the factors it claimed were the most important to customers. Weeks later, Sprint launched the ads to slash existing bills from AT&T and Verizon and to buy out new customers. Existing contracts from other providers. Throughout the latest spike in competition, the largest two providers will likely lean on what makes them so great in the first place, the quality of their coverage nationwide. But because they have the largest number of customers, writer Adam Levy for The Motley Fool points out that networks are also the most constrained when it comes to bandwidth. The FCC auctions off advanced wireless services licenses, and in January, AT&T and Verizon both spent billions of dollars in efforts to increase the capacity per subscriber. AT&T spent $18 billion on 251 licenses. Verizon ponied up $10 billion on another 181 in various locations across the country. Yet another shift in the market could cause additional headaches for Verizon and AT&T execs if those buying efforts don't pay off. In late January, Google inked separate deals with Sprint and T-Mobile to resell phone services on the company's networks. Though details are slim about when customers could begin purchasing phone plans from the internet giant, the shift will likely encourage the wireless industry to cut prices and improve speeds, this according to the Wall Street Journal. Google is known to be a disruptive company that puts an emphasis on new ways of operation instead of just a more efficient process, and it already has its foot in the door of the wireless industry with its Android software. It's probably an attempt to put pressure on the carriers to improve their own products by showing new ways of offering service, said Jan Dawson, an analyst at Jackdaw Research, to the Wall Street Journal. When Google enters existing markets, it tries to do things differently rather than just doing something slightly better or cheaper. The bottom line is this. Following a competitive 2014, there are no signs of the competition slowing down between the largest wireless providers. If you're in the market to switch and want to capitalize on the competition, now is probably the time to compare prices based on the plan you think you will need. I think a lot of this comes down to basic service. These are multi-billion dollar companies, and they are not stupid. They understand you want their service. You need their service. And in the end, you'll pay for their service. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Think green. Harrison with you. New research on broccoli shows the leafy green vegetable actually aids in everyday breathing. UCLA scientists have discovered sulforaphane, a natural element found in broccoli, along with other cruciferous veggies like cauliflower and Brussels sprouts, which, by the way, are excellent when not overcooked. Well, this class of vegetables appears to guard against the lung inflammation that causes asthma and other respiratory conditions that make it hard to breathe. The March edition of Clinical Immunology shows that broccoli protects the airways against polluted air and pollen, even diesel exhaust and cigarette smoke. Although it's too early to have a specific broccoli dosage, scientists now recommend adding broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts as part of a happy-lunged diet. Not to mention, broccoli is a wonderful anti-cancer, antioxidant as well.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, Daytona Bike Week.
It takes me off my work. It takes me off all the duties that I have in life. Makes me relax and enjoy my life. Carry a lot of responsibilities. That's probably one of the few things that I can do where I don't have to think about others and worry about others. So I only worry about myself and enjoy myself.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Daytona, time for two wheels.
I run a pool maintenance company. We maintain over 1,000 swimming pools every week, so it's a great thing if you can ride and forget about work every now and then. Riding is one of the things in life that really take you away from your duties. Enjoy yourself. Do things that you might not be doing otherwise. Enjoy your life while you can, and don't forget to ride.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road.